Shaitan also thought he was the most sincere worshipper of Allah for millions of years because the angels kept thanking him, praising him. He kept doing sajda, he kept praying. When did he see his true nature? When the issue of khilafat came about. Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. He thought this was my right, why was someone else given? And I will add to this and say, you will not know whether you are driven by your ego when you take a position of authority. You will only know it when you come down from that position of authority and lose it. Because it is at that point we have attached ourselves to it and we are threatened by it. If I become that, then I limit myself. This is my potential. Fitra is an oak tree. It is singing the praise of its Lord and talking to the gardener and enjoying his love. It is not the little flower pot in the greenhouse that is saying, why is this flower pot in front of me, or why is this flower pot on a higher rack and I'm on a lower rack? That is for tabi'i people. You will not find this in people of fitra. So people of fitra are not greedy for reward. They are not greedy for status. They are not greedy for position. If you remain a flower pot in the greenhouse, you will never see the gardener who is outside. The gardener with a capital G, Azza wa Jal. Come out and become an oak tree and see the gardener. Realize your full potential. Become this magnificent tree that is described in Surah Ibrahim. Kashajaratun tayyibatun asluha thabit wa far'uha fis sama. Like a tree whose root is firm and its branches extend wide and far. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. It is able to give out fruits in all seasons by the permission of its Lord. Do not be كَشَجَرَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ اجْتُثَّتْ مِنْ فَوْقِ الْأَرْضِ مَا لَهَا مِنْ قَرَارٍ. Like a bad tree whose roots have come out and it has no stability. This is what the prophets wanted to show us. But we resisted because they're telling us to come out of tabi'ah, to come out of this cocoon. And therefore we hear that we say, that he who fears to lose sight of the shores will never discover new lands. If you're always holding on to what is familiar, when will you see that which Allah has placed for you to see, that which is part of your journey and your destiny to realize your full potential? When we realize, when we restrict ourselves, when we say, I don't want to come out of my animal nature, I want to fulfill my desires, I want to be driven by my animal instinct, I'm happy living a life driven by fear and greed, I don't want all these matters of spirituality. Not only is there the danger of the shock and the fright at the time of death when our egos collapse forcibly and we are forcefully taken out of our cocoons, but we also prevent ourselves from realizing our full potential.